Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a busy travel day on the road, rails, and in the sky as people get to their Labor Day weekend destinations. KYW's Tim Jimenez is live at Philly International with more. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Matt. Yeah, the TSA projected that 3 million people in the United States would be flying today. This would be the busiest travel day for this Labor Day travel period. Here at Philly International, officials say close to 109,000 people will be flying in and out today alone. As for the overall Labor Day period, it's a 9% increase here in Philly compared to the same time last year. So we're seeing a lot more people than we were last year. The wait time right now here at Terminals D and E, the checkpoint, it's 17 to 22 minutes according to the board. But it actually could be quicker than that because the long lines that we saw half hour, an hour ago, they're all gone. People have been moving along. TSA doing a good job of getting people through. Now, a few things to keep in mind. If you haven't traveled all summer, you don't have to take your shoes off anymore to get through to TSA. But as Jana Tidwell with AAA says, you still need to follow the Real ID rules.
So if you don't have a Real ID, but you have a passport, that's your golden ticket. You can fly domestically and internationally with that passport.
And Matt, she says, if you are planning on traveling during the holidays and you don't have a Real ID but want one, she says now would be a good time to take care of that.
All right. Thank you very much, Tim. That's KYW's Tim Jimenez joining us live this morning.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.